Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Well, the rare opportunity for us together in the bathtub. Well, the bathtub time machine, that is.
On a game day. Usually we're doing this on a Friday, entering a Sunday game. But not today, it's a game day. And today we look at the history of the Eagles and the New York football Giants when the Eagles are at home, whether it's the Vet or Lincoln Financial Field, night games. If it feels like there have been a lot of Eagles-Giants nighttime games at the Link, it's because there have been. What's up with that? It's like they never play up north, but they always seem to play here. And with
good point.
Sunday nights.
Think about it. It's always here.
Monday nights, Thursday nights. And by the way, Eagles have dominated a lot of these games. Let's go inside the bathtub time machine. Well, now, James, that's the music for when things happen bad. I don't want that music. I want no.
Really?
This is, I told you, we're turning it around today with positive moments.
Ooh, yeah.
That's
we're
right.
Turning it around today with positive moments.
John, today, bathtub time machine, all good edition. I don't want to hear about a stinking Eagles loss.
Okay, good.
I want to hear great Eagles home memories at nighttime against the Giants, like in 1988. One of Randall's greatest plays of all time happened on a Monday night home game against the Giants in 88. Eagles 2-3 entering the game. Hadn't really turned it around yet. But Randall Cunningham, on a play that he was pursued by Carl Banks, really jump-started an era of Eagles football. Let's hear how it sounded with Frank Gifford and Dan Dierdorf on the call. Randall against Banks 88. By the way, these guys don't even know what they're seeing. They're silent for 5 or 6 seconds. Listen to this.
Third down, goal to go. Look at that agility. That's a special right there. Jimmy Giles, the receiver. Cunningham, by all rights, hit by Carl Banks. And he can't should have been down. He maintained his balance. We talked about his athleticism. And he fires in the corner. Beautifully executed rollout.
Ladies and gentlemen, Randall Cunningham is a ready for primetime player. This guy has not been seen by many national audiences before, but I think you're starting to get the drift as to what kind of football player plays here in Philadelphia. Randall Cunningham, that is a big-time play.
And that, of course, the play when Carl Banks knocked him down, but not all the way down. The Gumby play, one of Randall's greats of all time, rolling to the right. Jimmy Giles, and one of 3 touchdowns for Randall that night. Big win in a big season for the Birds. 2010, home game, night game, Sunday night football. Eagles and Giants both 6-3 entering the game. This matters. This is one of those ones where, you know, season's kind of, you know, hanging in the balance. Who wins this game? And with 4th-and-1 from midfield with 4.5 minutes left in the game, Andy Reid said, we're going for it. And we're getting the ball to LeSean McCoy.
Look under center now. Juggles the snap, but gets it away. And McCoy has the first down and a lot more. In fact, a touchdown.
A 50-yard touchdown run. Shady on a pitch to his left. Old-style pitch. And Shady with a touchdown. 50-yard. Eagles won that one 27-17. Eagles-Giants nighttime game. How about a Sunday nighter a couple years ago, back in 2014, when the Birds defense dominated Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Throttled him, thrashed him, trashed him. 8 sacks by the Birds that night. Connor Barwin with 3. Vinnie Curry with 2. Imagine Vinnie Curry that far back on the Birds still playing for the Eagles.
It.
Brandon Graham with a sack. Brandon Bear with a sack, whoever the heck that is.
Oregon, Brandon Bear.
Was he?
Yeah.
Trent Cole
Check
had a
guy.
Sack. Nick Foles had two touchdowns, and the Birds shut out the Giants 27-0. And then, when you think Eagles-Giants, John, we go back to just last year. Early December, they're in a heap of trouble, man. 5-7, trailing at halftime 17-3, booed off the field at halftime by the crowd. And in the second half, three guys really got going. Carson Wentz, Boston Scott, and Zach Ertz. Boston Scott was great. Carson was great. Mm-hmm. And Zach Ertz in overtime with the game-winning touchdown. That game, that half, turned around the Eagles season.
Big time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope, we pray, we plead, we ask the gods or God help the Eagles season turn around and let it start tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the look of positive moments inside the bathtub time machine, Eagles and Giants history, home games here in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, we're turning it around today with positive moments.
And, Jen, remember how good Boston Scott was in that game? It was all second half. Because Miles Sanders got hurt.
Touchdowns or something that game?
Boston Scott, 59 rushing yards, 69 receiving yards. He had a touchdown, and almost all of it was in the second half. I looked it up yesterday. Miles Sanders had 15 carries in the game. So he must have gotten hurt.
That was when he got hurt. Scott had three touchdowns the next
pretty
game.
Pretty late.
Yeah.
And he was just on a different level. Different level of speed and acceleration. And, again, I'm wondering now if that's just because everyone else was so beat up and he was brand spanking new and fresh.
It is an interesting theory.
And listen, we have to start thinking about the Miles Sanders thing. We're looking back at a game where he ended up not being able to finish because he got dinged.
Yep.
You know, this year was the year we were counting on him to be the every down back for this team. He's been great when given the opportunity, but maybe he's not the type of back who's able to fill that role.
Injury concern.
Yes.
Well, he had the injury early before camp or at camp, whatever
yes.
it was. And yeah, okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Trying to pump you up there. Bad tub time machine. Eagles, Giants, some great members. Let's go to Luke in Fishtown. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Joe. Hey, John.
Hi, Luke.
Thanks for taking my call. John, I know you're a numbers guy, but I do feel like there's two intangibles to this game that has me really psyched. I think there's something to say about losing two straight games to two of the best defenses in the league to, like, winnable games. I think that creates a hungry atmosphere with our players. And on the second one, I also think that the short week actually works in our favor because it keeps us non-complacent, and now we feel like we have unfinished business. I'd like to hear what you guys think on that.
I do – I'm not concerned about, like, the mental makeup of our team. Like, I think that is probably our greatest strength. You know, I know that they will fight. I know that they will, you know, go down swinging. I am a little bit concerned. You know, you say going toe-to-toe with a couple great defenses and keeping it close, the whole moral victory thing gives them inspiration. But – like, I need to see that from the opening snap of the game this time.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is lesser competition. So I hope it looks that way. I hope it doesn't look like such a struggle like it has against the Steelers and against the Ravens, where we were clearly overmatched for at least half of the game. Mm-hmm. I want to see a fast start. I love their attitude. I love the way that they – just refuse to lie down, but at the same time, let's see that for the whole game.
Yeah.
And the short week, it's never a great scenario for a player with the way his body feels, but
it's gonna be tough on Carson this week, right, John? I mean, he got beat around.
I can't imagine how awful Carson will feel, like, even in warm-ups of this one, like, holy cow, I'm supposed to be playing 60 minutes tonight.
Think about how awful he felt when he couldn't get that two-point conversion. You know, that's got to stick in his head, too. And I feel like, if anything, he's shown us his resilience, even though he did get injured earlier in his career. But these past two seasons, he just gets back out there and keeps fighting. So.
Well, he does. I mean,
I'm
was
not
credit.
Worried yeah. about that yeah. with him.
We're just wondering sure. whether the it's body just... is a little less responsive
yeah.
tonight.
Such a quick turnaround for a guy that got hit 16 times.
Luke, give me who or what had a turnaround.
I'm going to go with someone who created his company, got fired by his company, then got rehired, turned his company into the biggest corporate story in the world, and now we all have their phone or his phone, his products in our pockets. I'm going to go with Steve Jobs.
That's a wonderful answer, man.
Steve, outstanding answer.
Steve Jobs, a big answer for a turnaround. All right, coming up, 11:30. Your chance to win the Nest Audio from Google. Another giveaway of that also up ahead next segment. John takes us inside the game, X's and O's preview style related to tonight's Eagles-Giants game. That and all the calls as we get ready for Birds football on a game day. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.